Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Chronicling my life as a single guy now. And, you know, I have been using Bumble, I guess, for maybe about a year. Does that feel right? I don't know.
Have you even really been using it?
Well, you know, unsuccessfully, I guess. It doesn't stop me. I get on there and scroll from time to time to see who's in my air quotes beeline is what they call it. And it's just possible people that fit the parameters I set up of what I'm looking for and whatever. So I'm scrolling through there the other day and all of a sudden I see a really familiar face. And it was somebody I went to college with at MTSU in Tennessee, a girl.
Wait,
obviously.
And she's up here?
I'm guessing that she was passing through that day.
Oh.
And, you know, sometimes, like, remember when we were in Texas at the ACMs and all of a sudden I start getting all these,
hot ladies?
Because it knew I was in Texas. So, and I get that a lot of times. I'll see flight attendants on there and I guess they're in town from CVG and it pings on there. Because you look at where they're from and they're not from here. And you're so obviously they're just passing through. And I think that was the same with her. The thing that I noticed right off the bat was her age, because it's big at the bottom of your profile picture on there, how old you are. And I'm like, now hang on a second. I went to college with you, and somehow since then and now, you've lost 8 or 9 years. I mean, totally.
Wait a minute. That's not just like a couple of years. No. Nine?
Almost a decade. She was lying.
She's lying?
Lying on her. And I didn't say anything. I mean, because it's kind of, but you know.
Yeah, but you know her. So you know it's not true.
She dated my roommate for 6 months.
Oh, that's that'd be weird.
So either he's in a lot of trouble because she was like 12 years old when we were in college or, you know. So I was just like, really? Because you get that feeling a lot on there that people are not being truthful. Because I look at it and I'm like, boy, there sure is a lot of women who love hiking. You know, that it's always,
yeah,
you know,
love the outdoors.
Their pictures and all that stuff. But I mean, the age thing. And every once in a while, I get a raised eyebrow looking at one of them, but I'm just like, this one I know.
And your profile is completely true.
Mine's on. You wrote it.
There's nothing. I don't even remember what we wrote. Yeah. Maybe we need to update it.
No,
maybe we should put a little lie in there.
My age is right on there.
Okay, I got a question. Now, does it automatically change your age as you have a birth date, or do you have to manually go into Bumble and change it?
I'm assuming it does. I don't know. I'll have to look at that.
You might be lying.
But only 10. I mean, Bumble hasn't even been around for 10 years. So there's no way.
That would be it.
That would be it. Okay. She was fudging.
I would think it would update. I mean, the technology is crazy.
It's there. It does it on everything else.
Now,
I mean,
did she have up-to-date pictures or was she posting pictures from a long time ago?
Up-to-date pictures, everything else. And granted, I mean, if I didn't know her, I'd buy the age. I would absolutely.
So she's looking good for her.
I would absolutely have bought her age if I didn't know her. However, unfortunately, I do know her.
Yeah,
and we were really close. I mean, she was around all the time.
So you didn't write her?
I didn't swipe right. No, because if I do, and if I had done that, it would have been embarrassing for her, I think.
What if it would have led to a really good conversation and then maybe, I don't know, lunch, dinner? Catch up with an old friend?
If I want to catch up with her, I'll just message her on Facebook. We're friends there. And we do message every once in a while on there.
And she's like, being truthful on Facebook.
She doesn't. She lives in Florida now, but is from up north Ohio. So
I always say you need an out-of-town girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't. But I want one that's truthful and honest.
That's
but,
true. Yes.
All right. But
good luck with that on the dating apps.
749-B105. Have you ever come across somebody on one of the dating apps that you knew and you also knew weren't being truthful about whatever on their profile?
We want to know.
You can be totally anonymous like I was. I never said her name, never said anything else about her other than I went to college with her and she dated my roommate. So there we go. 749-B105. We would love to hear these.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
The Big Dave Show. So I was just talking about dating apps and people, you know, you think maybe are lying about their profile. I caught a girl I went to college with on Bumble lying about her age. I mean, no
Not
doubt about it.
Not just a little.
Not just a little. I mean, somehow since graduating and now, she had lost like 8 or 9 years of her life there.
That's significant.
Yeah, quite a bit. We just want to know, has anybody else ever seen somebody they know on there and you know that they're not being truthful? Shelly, what do you got?
So I was on Plenty of Fish many years ago, and my girl's basketball coach from back in the day was on there, but I knew he had a wife.
Oh, that's even worse.
Wow.
What did you do?
So I first messaged him and just said, hey, and then he asked me out on a date, but I was under a different profile picture because I wanted to see what he said.
Oh, you were catfishing him.
He asked me out on a date, and then I said, well, I don't think that'd be a good idea since you coached my girls in basketball and I know your wife. So instantly he
vanished.
No, he started messaging me on my phone since he had my phone number, since he was the coach of my kids.
Wait, well, what was he saying in those messages?
They were having problems. He had every excuse in the world, and they ended up getting divorced, and they're both really happy for it, but I just told him that I didn't agree with how he was going to do how he was doing it, and if he wanted to go out with someone else, then he needed to get a divorce first. Like,
Right.
Yeah, one foot in front of the other. Yeah.
I love that he, you know, was lying a little bit about, like, his story. And then you completely grabbed a picture that's not even yours to, like, hook, line, and sinker. You know?
Yeah.
Well, that's girl code right now.
It's girl code.
You know what? That's far worse than what my college friend did.
Did you tell his wife?
I didn't have to tell his wife. Another girl in my office had seen his profile.
Wow, this guy's an idiot.
Wow, he's a gamer. He's out there matching with everybody.
Yeah, we lived in a small town back then. And
the more you tell us, I mean, this guy is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, we lived in a small town. There was 10 people. And my God. Dude,
if you're really active, like in the community, coaching kids.
Exactly.
Doesn't sound like there was plenty of fish.
Yeah, be smart about it, please. God, if you're going to do it, be smart. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So normally he's here with us with his consumer report on Mondays, WCPO Channel 9's John Matarese. But you have heard what is going on with us and Ashley trying to establish her budget.
Yes, Ashley has spent so much money going to Morgan Wallen concerts the past 3 years that she decided it's time for a budget.
So Rain it in.
Circle the wagon. So this week is her first week on this first little part of the budget is she can only spend $52 eating out a week.
Wow.
Because we found a study that said to average Americans, $2,500 a year is what they spend eating out. You divide that down and get it to a weekly, it comes out to $52.
I got
to
say, I am above average when it comes to that price.
By the way, you had your first day yesterday. How much did you spend?
Well, I was not prepared, you guys. I spent $13.50 for dinner.
Okay.
Yes. Atsude, you know, saved me in the morning and brought me a crave case, but I didn't take all of them, all the sliders. Maybe I should have, but yeah, $13.50.
So you're down to $38.50.
And it's only Tuesday.
Well, all right.
I got to get to a grocery store.
We'll see. John, do you have any advice for?
What adds to it is the drinks. I mean, if you go out to dinner and we went out to dinner Saturday night and did not get beer with the dinner, and it was so much cheaper. It was amazing. Or wine, a glass of wine, it's like $10. It's amazing how much cheaper it is.
What if it's Saturday?
Well, just to be like my drunk uncle and bring a flask.
Yeah.
How did you? Well, we did drink at home. And pop that bottle of wine or something. After you come home, I mean, for $10, you get a whole bottle of wine at home instead of $10 a glass.
That's the thing, though. I don't go home. I've been telling everybody, I'm like, I need someone to chain me to my living room so I don't spend any money.
But this is your bugaboo is the weekend, not the week.
Oh, well, through the week, I live, you know, like I'm 100 years old. Like, I eat dinner at 4 p.m. and I go to bed at 8:30. At least I'm supposed to.
Yeah, but you got to eat dinner at home.
I do got to eat dinner at home.
All right, so any other tips you have for Ashley to stay within the parameters?
Well, I was
going to
say, do the blue plate special at 4:30, where, you know, you get those senior discounts.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I know. I'm going to be finding all the deals in the tri-state. Yep.
Pretty soon, she'll be giving you a run for your money over there.
And, you know, we did a story about buffets a few months ago that they're making a comeback, because for like $12, you get all this food, not that you want to eat all that food, but you get so much for like $12 at a buffet restaurant, and they closed during COVID.
Yeah.
But they've been making a comeback, Golden Corral and some of the others, and it's like, wow, you want a lot of food for a little money? They're popular these days.
Just belly on up to the buffet.
Yeah, go for lunch, stay for dinner.
Exactly. You can find me at the buffet.
Yeah, you got free Wi-Fi and everything.
Just never leave. People be like, that lady's been in the bathroom stall for 4 hours. What's she doing in there? Just waiting.
Yeah, just wait until dinner.
Just don't grab the meatballs and put them in your purse and take them home. That's disgusting.
So that's what you're saying, buffets. Knock out the drinks.
Knock out the drinks and try those early bird specials with Grandma. There you go.
You have to go out.
Early bird specials. I can see it now. All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks,
all right. You want to weigh in on Ashley's budget, 749-B105. You can also come through that B105 app.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Just had John Matarese on from Channel 9 trying to give Ashley some advice for her budget, which she's now in day two of. And this budget is only for eating out. It's not for anything else. We're trying to start small. We found that that was the biggest glaring problem she has.
Yes. You know, all my girlfriends, they want to go to happy hours, brunch, lunch. It's a social thing for me. As a single person, I'm not really cooking that much for one. Here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I just find myself going out to eat a lot.
So we found out yesterday you spent how much money?
$13.50.
And so that brings you down to, you have $38.50 left for the week to eat out on.
And it's Tuesday.
All right. Let's get some help here from our B105 audience. Donnie from Milford, what do you say?
So one thing that I've been doing to save back on money is using apps for McDonald's, Rallies, Taco Bell, all of them. I've got like $5 meal. It's a small drink, a fry, and like a triple cheeseburger, like a chicken sandwich for like $5 at McDonald's.
Dude, I wish you could have seen Donnie what she did when you said triple cheeseburger. She looked like a meerkat popping up at the zoo. Like, what?
And only $5?
Triple cheeseburger?
Dude, sometimes on those apps, they give away like free Big Macs and you get free food.
Yeah, they actually, if you go into their app, they've got deals all day long.
Natalie from Northern Kentucky, what do you got?
Hi. So I am a big fan of the Dave Ramsey envelope method. So you get cash to help kind of separate your budget for the week or for the month, and you allocate a certain amount in each fund, because I think it helps you better track it.
Yeah.
Because then, if you only spend $150 on groceries instead of the $200 that you allocated it for, you can push that over to your eating out envelope, and then you have more for your weekend adventures and stuff like that.
It's a good idea. And I know, Stat, you explored that a little bit, too, of the envelope thing. There's like a whole method to it. I just have to go get cash. I mean, I never have it.
Yeah. And we're just focusing on one envelope right now. Because Dave Ramsey method, you look at, you know, clothing budget, then you got gas and automobile and everything.
All the different buckets.
Yeah, we're just looking at the one, like you said, bucket right now. The eating out one.
Bucket of chicken.
Yeah, and the first step is going out to buy envelopes. And I don't know, you probably don't have any of those at home.
Of course not.
No, of course not. All right, thanks, Natalie.
Thanks.
Karen from Middletown, what's your advice for our budgeting gal over here?
Hi, well, I have a couple things. One, to go along with what John Matarese said, eating at a restaurant is more expensive than picking up and taking home, because you've got the tip, you've got, if you buy even an iced tea or a Coke,
yeah,
it can be $4.
It's true, and I love me some sweet tea.
I know. So not just wine, but sweet tea can also cost you. and you can get that at home. The other thing that I think that I do, kid meals. Sometimes places aren't really sticklers on age limits, and especially if you're getting it to go, portion sizes are big, and you could save a lot of money.
There's nothing wrong with that, guys. That's what I order from McDonald's. I get a Happy Meal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I convince myself it's a healthier way of eating than rather than getting a full meal. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Charlotte from Liberty Township, what do you say?
My husband and I, when we go out during the week, we only go out for happy hour because the drinks are usually discounted and appetizers are, if not all of them, some of them are half price.
Okay.
Yeah. And we go to bed then, early. So yeah. That's like,
that does work.
And then on the weekend, a lot of times we'll eat dinner at home and then we'll go out and listen to bands and have a few drinks.
Okay. Now, Charlotte, when you guys go to these happy hours to save money, does your husband ask you to take off your wedding ring so maybe somebody will buy you a round or two?
No, but we do have friends at the bar who buy us shots every once in a while.
Hey, there we go. Thank you, Charlotte.
You're welcome.
So you need to get the hook up there, Ashley.
Looking for the best happy hour in town, I guess.
8:17.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night?
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
It was right last night, courtroom this morning. We have Laura in here. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
And you're having a problem with your husband, Darren. And what in the world is Darren doing that's unnerving you so?
I have this rule that we don't eat in the car when we're driving. So, you know, no takeout, nothing, not even drinking, nothing. Because, you know, it's dangerous. I mean, you're distracted, you could have an accident, you make a mess, and it's just not good, you know. So we're not allowed to eat while we're driving.
So you and your husband agreed on this. It was like in your vows.
Not in our vows, but we did agree not to eat in the car while driving.
Okay.
Now do you guys have new cars?
Oh, they're fairly new.
Okay. Everybody makes that rule when you first get a new car. Oh, I'm not going to be eating in here.
That's true.
It usually lasts about a month or so.
Now, Ashley, you can't say that. You had the Bronco for 2 days. I walked out there to get something out of it for you, and it was a disaster. Remember? I came in, and I was like, oh, my God.
I do remember that now that you say that.
There was actually straw on your floorboard. And I'm like, how do you had this car for 4 days?
I was out in the country.
All right. I'm sorry. Laura, go right ahead. So what in the world is going on? So this is your hard and fast rule. No food in the car. Safety and messy reasons. So what's going on?
So the other day, we get into his car. We're going somewhere. And I find a French fry, like, in between the seats in the console. Like, and it's like, not new. It's hard and kind of been there for a while. Yes. You know, so of course I flip out because, you know, I told him I don't want you eating in the car.
Man.
What was his excuse?
You know, and he said, well, basically he was like, well, you know, I was in a rush and I was hungry. So I just stopped off for some French fries and a Big Mac and, you know, it was no big deal. And you know, I lost it because it is a big deal. First of all, you're dirty in the car. Second of all, you could have gotten to an accident while you're eating. You know, it's a big deal. And you agreed not to do it, you know?
Oh, and so this is also about a trust issue here. You feel like he was lying to you.
Right, exactly.
Mm.
Trying to be sneaky, and look, you got busted.
I got to tell you.
He shouldn't have dropped that fry.
No, well, I mean, come on, dude. The evidence, man. Have you ever tried to eat a Big Mac in your car? It's like lettuce gets everywhere. And he must have gone through and gotten all the lettuce and missed the fry.
I feel like I'm a professional.
What I'm saying there. So you spazzed out on him on this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I was in high school, I had a really good friend. She was eating while driving, and she got into a very bad wreck. And so, you know, that's just my hard and fast rule now.
So that stayed with you ever since then?
Yes, yes.
I guess you're, like, kind of traumatized by this, but, like, your husband didn't go through that. And a grown man and a high schooler have very different, driving experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, you know, you agreed to it. You said, yes, I will not eat in the car while driving. And then there you are, there's French fries in the car. You know, I can't trust you. You lied to me.
Do you think he might have just bought it to go and was driving home and, come on, man.
Out of the bag or something?
Or no, you can't resist. I mean,
if you get fries, you're going to eat.
I mean, I don't care if you live next door to McDonald's. You're still going to open the bag and eat one or two fries before you get home. So, I mean.
But when I found it, I called him out on it, and he didn't deny. He didn't say, oh, well, I only grabbed a couple fries while I was driving. I didn't eat, you know, I wasn't fully eating while I was driving. He didn't deny it. So, no.
And he was definitely driving, because let me just tell you a story. My brother and I were on a road trip, and he said, hey, you want to grab something to eat? I said, yeah, but we'll just eat in the car. We're kind of in a rush.
Yeah.
He said, okay, no problem. We go through the drive-through, we get our food, and then he pulls right over into a parking spot and starts eating. I'm like, wait, that's not what I meant. He's like, oh, I don't eat and drive. And I'd learned that the hard way. Like, wait, what? You don't eat and drive? Come on. We're on a road trip.
Laura, you really went off on him on this?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he didn't deny it either. He just sat there, and I yelled at him because he was eating in the car driving.
Okay.
You know, he didn't try to excuse it off or anything, so.
Laura, we're going to go to the jury now, and a jury member number one, Statman, where do you fall, with Laura or Darren?
I'm going to fall on Darren's side here, but I will say this. Nothing makes my wife more angry than if there's something that I did that made her mad, and I just kind of go, yeah, I did that. Oh, well. And not respect her feelings on how it made her feel. Mm-hmm. Just own up to it and just blow it off. That will make her even more angry about the minor thing. So in that instance, I think Darren might have need to be showing a little bit more compassion. But I am on his team.
I don't think he should have agreed to it if he's not going to stick to it.
Right.
So you're on her side
then? I'm just too blunt. Like, in any situation, if I'm not going to hold up my end of the deal, I'm not going to lie to you. Even if it hurts your feelings, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I guess I'm on your team, oddly enough, even though I'm very pro eat in the car.
Okay. You know, Laura, I mean, come on. I mean, I would wager to say that half of my meals might be eaten in my truck. I'm not even, you know.
I'm just, that's why he misses half his exits and he's late to everything.
I'm going to have to be a big team Darren here. I'm sorry. I think you got to lax the rule a little bit. Come on. I mean, it's just a little bit strict and rigid there, don't you think?
Thing is, like she said, if he wasn't going to stick to it, he shouldn't have agreed to it.
All right. Well, let's see what 749B105 thinks, also through the B105 app, okay? And just so you know, most of those people using the app are in their cars.
We'll ask them to pull over and text.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Laura, best of luck. Let's see what they think, okay?
Okay, thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We heard from Lauren this morning, who has one hard and fast rule when it comes to life. No eating in the car whatsoever. And her husband, Darren, he knows this rule, but broke it because she got in his car the other day and found an old French fry between the seats. Totally went off on him. And we sided with Darren 2-1, actually saying, hey, you knew what you were getting into when you married her.
Yeah, so. Although I am very pro eating the car, but he said that he wouldn't.
All right. Ashley from Harrison is also Team Darren. Why is that?
I think that I eat like almost half of my meals in my car just for the simple fact that I'm always on the go. And I think to have that rule is just kind of strict. And I also think, too, that he didn't lie. I mean, he owned up to it. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you shouldn't be mad that he owned up to it. I mean, he didn't say, I didn't do it. I don't know how that fry got there. I mean, then I didn't
a seagull dropped it through the window.
But I mean, he owned up to it. So I don't think you should be that mad and jumping down his throat about a fry. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, no problem.
Let's get a guy's opinion on this. Jeff from West Harrison is on Team Darren, and why is that?
Dave, you understand, man. There's an art to eating in a car, right?
Yeah,
art. It's all good. I mean, I'm going to work. I need my coffee, or I'm going to be a madman at work. Yep. Let me tell you.
Same.
But anyway, think about my grandpa driving his stick pickup truck, a Marlboro Red in one end, and a Budweiser in the other.
And no cup holders in the car. Yeah.
He survived. Those he felt.
Amazing.
I love what Eddie says through the B105 app. I'm typing this with greasy fingers while driving. Team husband, just kidding, voice to text while driving with a mouthful of sausage biscuit.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
My gosh, our phones have exploded over who was right last night this morning. Lauren, the wife, is yelling at Darren, the husband, because she found an old French fry in the car, and her rule is no eating whatsoever in the car.
Which he had agreed to.
Mm-hmm. And he admitted it and said, I did it, and had no really excuse. But she was a tad bit, let's just say, crazy about this rule. Sharon from Bright, Indiana, what do you say?
I'm on his side. I've been married twice, widowed twice, and I'd give anything to find something that belonged to my husband that I know he had been in my car.
Oh, wow. So
I would give anything for that. So don't pick on these little things. You do much other things out there. If you're going to pick on a fight, find one you can win, because you're not going to win this one.
Wow. All right. Unwinnable. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Caitlin from Cincinnati. We are Team Darren. Why is that?
Well, I'm a mom of three, and we have three different nights of practice a week, so I feel like we spend most of our dinners in the car. I'm driving to work with dinner packed in a cooler for tonight.
Yeah, Gregory Grant messaged in, says the same thing. With as much as I drive, my car is my dining room.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people.
Yeah.
And with kids, I think it's just impossible to never eat in the car. I just think it's impossible.
That's for sure. Because you pick up a kid from anywhere, even if you're picking them up from a dinner that they're at someone else's house, can we go through a drive-thru on the way home?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I have goldfish?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thanks.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Donna here, ready to play a round of Luke
or Dare.
And Donna, I understand you're at a retirement center out there. Mm-hmm.
Bailey Place
in Delhi. So what are you doing over there?
I'm delivering my newspapers that I deliver every day.
Oh, okay.
Oh. On our route.
All right. Well, first, will you see if you want to answer this question that Stat has for you for the Luke Bryan tickets, Stat?
What is the name of Luke Bryan's dog's mother's name?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's take the dare.
You got to take the dare. All right. So are you inside the facility, the retirement facility right now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, this is perfect. Come on, Paperboy. I want you to yell, extra, extra, read all about it. Shake it for me, country girl.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Shake it for me, country girl.
Are there any of the residents looking at you right now?
Yes, I have two employees and one resident with their mouths wide open.
Staring.
Can you walk over to the resident and get them to say, Donna girl, shake it for me.
Donna girl, shake it for me.
Donna girl, shake it for me.
No, that sounds like one of the workers. We want a resident there.
Here, honey.
Donna girl, shake it for me.
All right. There we go. I think there's been enough shaking going on there. Congratulations, girl.
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
We're all feeling so much better this morning because we got bellies full of meatballs, and that's thanks to our croc star today, Jack Klein from College Station. Good morning, Jack.
Hello.
It's not just the meatballs. It's the jelly in our belly that really makes them happy.
Yes, sir.
So you send in your recipe through B105.com, and it's just pretty easy. Take a package of frozen meatballs, put them in the crock pot, add Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce and bottle of Welch's grape jelly. 4 to 5 hours on low, and serve and eat, and not, well, eat too many, I think, is what we've done.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed them.
I even went back for seconds and down the hallway telling everybody else, make sure they get one.
Yeah, before they're gone. And I thought you were pranking me. I thought, nah, this is somebody joking to put grape jelly in the crock pot and all that? But no, we've heard from a lot of other people that do it with other things.
Right. And you can also do the same thing with those cocktail wieners instead of using meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And them little smokies.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them. Well, this is a fantastic meal that somebody can put together if you're having people over to watch the basketball games this weekend. Easy peasy, throw them in the crock pot, get a little thing of toothpicks, stick them, and eat them. That's what we got going on here this morning, Jack.
Yeah, I'm planning on taking them to our eclipse watching at our church that's coming up. So, yeah, we're just doing finger food, and it's an easy thing to do, so it's a great recipe.
Absolutely is. Well, for you sending that in this morning through B105.com and being our Croc Star, Jack, you're going to get a $50 Kroger gift card. So maybe you can use that to buy extra ingredients for your church eclipse party.
Yeah, I can. I thank you so much.
Well, brother, thanks for sending this in. I have a feeling all of us will be making these many times in years to come.
I appreciate that.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Good vibes today coming out of Texas, and more specifically a Texas hospital, because that's where Michelle Avila was spending a lot of time. You see, Michelle was organizing her wedding, but also her father was dying in the ICU. He did not have long to live.
No.
So Michelle's trying to juggle all these things together, and her father said, "My last wish is to see you get married." He can't leave the ICU. I mean, come on. He's in his last days, but this was his dying wish. So being the good daughter that she was, she asked for help, and she got it. A wedding planning company there in Lubbock, Texas, and the nurses at the UMC hospital where he was in the ICU at, turned the ICU into a wedding chapel.
Aww.
Complete with decorations and also acoustic music. A ceremony was held. And Michelle was walked down the aisle by her husband to her father there underneath a little altar thing in his wheelchair with an oxygen mask. And he got to see his daughter get married.
Kind of like role reversal. Like the husband was walking her to her dad, but
yep.
They were able to fulfill the wish.
And they did it. Everybody made it come true. Michelle could not be more grateful to the hospital and the people who helped plan this and make it happen. And it was a very touching event, to say the least. Not a dry eye in the house. So the next day, her father passed away with his wish fulfilled.
Fulfilled, yes.
Fulfilled. Her soon-to-be husband, Antonio Marino, and her now are planning his funeral. But they planned their wedding, and he got to be there. His last wish. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I mean, so a very big good vibes to everybody that helped make Michelle and Antonio's wedding very special for one last man in his last days on earth. Thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we have got Caroline. She is a third grader at St. Margaret of York in Loveland. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Oh, are you telling me we got sweet Caroline?
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
Listen, she's only in third grade and she's even tired of that song. All right, Caroline, let's have your dad joke of the day, girl.
What did the geometry teacher say when his parrot flew away?
I don't know. What did the geometry teacher say when his parrot flew away?
Polygon.
Polygon. That is a really good dad joke, Caroline.
Thank you.
Oh, you have a wonderful day there at St. Margaret of York, okay?
Okay.
I'd say that dad joke was so good.
So good. So good. All righty.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It is time to get yet another brand new member into our B105 Country Club. And today it's Cindy Markway from Walton, KY. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
So you are a big time B105 listener. You love to listen before 7 o'clock before your boss gets to the office. What's he shutting us down there? What's up?
No, I listen all day long. Believe me, it's just it gets crazy here.
Man, I love that you're a racer through and through. You love to exercise Five full marathons, between 60 and 70 half marathons, yeah. And you love mud races.
I do.
Oh, I did a Muddy Princess once.
I think I'm going to do that again this year.
It's for a good cause, too.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, good for you, girl.
And then you married a man who also loves to race.
Yes, he does. Different kind of race.
Yeah, what kind of car has he got?
He has a 1970 Duster.
Oh, yeah.
My. That's old school right there.
And he has a 1970 Super B that he is more of a show car.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
You're speaking stats language.
Yeah, those are not cheap.
No, they are not.
Well, you buy them broke and fix them up, right?
Absolutely. It was a rust bucket when we got it.
Oh, well, that's just the type that Stat likes to buy.
That's right in my price range.
So you're the senior executive assistant to the senior vice president of HR at Kroger.
Yes.
So are you in charge of like all the employees, the people that you work for there? Your department is in charge of every Kroger employee.
Yes.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people.
The Fort Mitchell Kroger, I want you to put gold stars by the names of Tina the troublemaker, Zach Attack, Alex the Admiral. These are all people that work at the U-Scan.
Okay.
And Jimmy D and Jesse. Make sure they all get gold stars for me.
Okay, I will do that.
Did you participate in any St. Patty's Day shenanigans?
I don't. I've never have.
Girl.
I know.
That's probably smart.
Okay, so we're getting you your B105 jersey, and now we got to officially get you into the country club by getting a song on for you next on B105. So what's it going to be?
Watermelon Moonshine.
Oh, little Lady Wilson.
Yes.
So you like the red drinks as opposed to the green ones?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Hey, welcome to the country club, Cindy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast. B105.com.